You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 04, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Aurora Police Department, APD, operates under a consent decree, a court-ordered agreement addressing systemic issues within the department. This legal mandate for public safety reform followed an investigation revealing patterns of bias and excessive force. Aurora is the first city in Colorado under state oversight for police reform. The Attorney General's investigation also uncovered unlawful ketamine use by the fire department, prompting the city to implement changes across its public safety agencies. The consent decree aims to improve policies and training, providing guidance on decision-making and discretion in police interactions. It specifically targets patterns of bias and excessive force within the APD. Mandate 8 focuses on addressing racial bias in policing, aiming to align operations with industry best practices. Integra Schur was appointed as the independent consent decree monitor in February 2022 to oversee Aurora's compliance with the decree. The monitor provides technical assistance on new policies and training, ensuring that mandates are met on schedule. They communicate progress to the community through regular reports, including quarterly updates in the first year and semi-annual reports in the second year. Concerns were raised regarding the Aurora police shooting of Killen Lewis, highlighting areas needing improvement. The monitor questioned why less lethal options were not used in this case. The report found critical issues in the confrontation, stating that less lethal options were not deployed by the APD. This underscores the importance of considering alternatives to lethal force and the monitor's role in scrutinizing police actions. Internal investigations by the APD determine if an officer violated departmental policy, while district attorney investigations focus on whether criminal charges are warranted. External oversight by the independent monitor offers a broader review, often identifying systemic issues that internal reviews might miss. The officer who shot Killen Lewis was cleared by the local district attorney, and the APD's internal investigation found no policy violation. However, the independent monitor raised critical questions about the incident, emphasizing the need for independent oversight. The consent decree promotes transparency and accountability, mandating improvements in policies and training. These changes include addressing bias and providing clear guidance on decision-making. The ongoing oversight by the monitor ensures mandates are met, with their ability to raise concerns indicating their role in enforcement. The Aurora Police Department has seen an increase in officer reports of using force in 2023, although lethal use of force has dropped. While some bias training deadlines were missed, mandated reforms remain on track. The consent decree mandates improvements in policies and training for contacts, arrests, and uses of force, aiming to reform critical areas of police work. Killen Lewis was shot by an Aurora police officer while unarmed and surrendering, according to edited police body-worn camera footage. Despite this, a local district attorney concluded the officer was justified in using deadly force and declined to pursue charges. The APD's internal investigation also found no policy violation, but Lewis's family accused police of misconduct. The independent monitor's report found critical issues with the confrontation, noting that less lethal options were not deployed. The independent monitor plays a crucial role in enforcing the consent decree, ensuring mandates are met, and providing technical assistance for compliance. Compliance is enforced through ongoing oversight and regular public reporting, with the monitor's findings influencing enforcement. The Denver Post and Aurora Sentinel frequently report on the APD, covering incidents and ongoing news related to public safety. This media attention plays a vital role in public awareness and maintains pressure for continued reform and accountability. Other police departments nationwide are also implementing changes, including creating review boards for use of force incidents and providing annual implicit bias training. The Aurora Police Department's efforts are part of a larger national movement toward police reform, addressing issues of bias, use of force, and transparency in policing. The consent decree in Aurora represents a significant commitment to fostering a police force that serves all community members equitably and with integrity. Copyright, African Elements.